The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, welcome to another episode, A Path to Success. And inshallah azawajal, today we have another great topic for you all. And today our topic is shortcut. Now you might be thinking of a lot of things, what they're going to talk about in shortcuts. Inshallah, before we go on to that, alhamdulillah, we've got some great muballighs with us. Alhamdulillah, we have with us today Bilal Shabir bhai. And alhamdulillah, also we have Iftihar bhai, alhamdulillah azawajal, with us. And we have Haroon bhai with us, alhamdulillah azawajal. And also we have Hafiz bhai with us, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, from all these muballighs, we'll be getting all the tips of shortcuts. Oh, how to deal with shortcuts. Oh, what shortcuts are and the sort of shortcuts we need to be taking or avoiding. Inshallah, all this inshallah we'll be discussing regarding shortcuts in our topic today, inshallah azawajal. And before we do that, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salutation. Peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal sends 100 blessings for him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jal will write between his two eyes that this person is free from nifaq, meaning hypocrisy, and the fire of hell. And Allah azza wa jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, just reciting durood, salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam once, look at the blessings we'll get. Alhamdulillah, you can say this is also an easy way to attain a lot more. And when a person recites 10 times, he gets 100 blessings. And the one who recites 100 blessings, alhamdulillah, all these blessings he will gain, that he will be free from nifaq, he will be free from hypocrisy, and he will be free from the fire of hell, and he will be amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. So try to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, as this is a very easy way of gaining Jannah and gaining blessings in this world and also the Akhirah. So inshallah azawajal, before we go on to our topic, inshallah we will start by the recitation of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله unka mangta jo mangta nahi hone de de unka mangta jo mangta
Oh, man.
और हुक्म करते हैं तो मिलते हैं ये मकते शाह के, हुक्म करते हैं तो मिलते हैं ये मकते शाह के, अपना चा है तो मतला
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, Alhamdulillah, our topic today is shortcuts. And I'm sure that a lot of us have involved ourselves in many different shortcuts. Just looking at us coming to the studio today, many must have taken shortcuts, or because of sometimes it's due to roadworks which is happening. Sometimes we've probably tried many different ways even just coming here. So everyone is involved in shortcuts somewhere in another, through driving or whether it's other means. Basically, shortcuts are taken in life. Sometimes it is to save time. Sometimes it is because of the sort of lifestyle we are living. We are all looking for easy ways to overcome and easy ways to reach our destination or easy ways of achieving something. And this can be put in two categories, you can say. Shortcuts in the matters of the dunya or the shortcuts in the matters of religion. So in the matters of dunya, you get people taking shortcut in earning wealth, in earning money, not looking at where that money is coming from, but they want to earn very quickly. Or people have this nature that they want to pay off their debts very quickly. So they want an easy way of earning money. It could be shortcuts in passing the exams or passing some sort of exams in other ways. So people are trying to find shortcuts in this as well. Shortcuts in gaining degrees, shortcuts in related to one's health as well. Sometimes one wants to be cured very quickly. He's looking for a medicine where straight away he can be cured. And obviously these things do not happen. Sometimes involving in shortcuts like this, you end up losing out or in lust as well. I remember an example of a place where as you would approach a traffic light, there was a way going from the side and this would come out from the other side after the traffic light. Now so many people were using this pathway. Every time they find the red lights, they'll go through this way and they'll cut through. That way they will avoid the red lights. And but what used to happen was, if them lights change, now all this traffic starts to go. So if that person has gone around and he's come in front, what happens is he gets left behind. So sometimes shortcuts like this can put you behind a lot as well. So inshallah, our topic today regarding shortcuts, and inshallah we'll see what our muballighs have got to say regarding shortcuts. Inshallah, we will start with our beautiful muballigh inshallah azawajal, Bilal Shabir bhai inshallah. Bilal bhai, what can you mention regarding shortcuts, and are we allowed to take them as well?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mashallah, beautiful topic Abdul Hanan bhai, shortcuts. And just I'd like to clarify, as you mentioned in the beginning as well, that shortcuts, they are good shortcuts and they're also bad shortcuts as well. Meaning, at times, doing a shortcut or taking a shortcut is a good thing. And sometimes it's also detrimental as well. It can be detrimental in terms of one's health, one's wealth, and even for one's career goals as well. And Abdul Hanan bhai, when it comes to shortcuts, today we actually live in such a fast-paced world. And I want to start off with this point because this is very important to the topic at hand. Today we live in a very fast-paced world, the 21st century, where technology has played a huge role in us wanting to take shortcuts. And at times, definitely the problem comes on to us. This is our own problem as well, that we don't want to take shortcuts. But due to technology having such an advancement in our day and age, that it does bring some negative aspects as well. That a person, for example, if he receives a message, Today he can receive a message in a few seconds, whether he be across the world or whether that person be his living in the same household. And in the past, this type of technology obviously was not available, so messages took time. And because of this as well, people were saved from a lot of difficulties. Now, meaning that genuine ability to conversate with people was there back in the day and years ago. But now, unfortunately, due to as technology has increased, we want everything straight away. This is the main point I wanted to focus on, is that because of this advancement of technology and because we have jumped on the train of this advancement in technology, today we want stuff very quickly. We want someone to reply to us very quickly. We want someone to hear us very quickly. We want whatever we say to have an effect very quickly. Which in reality, if we look at from a realistic point of view, this is not the case. If we look at nature, if someone, for example, is wishing to plant a tree, the next day he's not going to see that tree completely fully grown up and fruitful, will he? So in reality, taking shortcuts does have its negative aspects as well. But I'd just like to mention, there are also good things in good aspects when a person takes a shortcut. And just one example, then inshallah, we'll, other Muballighin to mention as well, is, for example, as you mentioned in travel, that a person has to get to a certain destination at a certain time. He would like to save time. And another word for shortcuts is time saving. Mm-hmm. And so this is in a good aspect, where a person, he's wishing to save time in, for example, travel. And as you see, and as you give the example, many people do take shortcuts at times. Now people have had the mindset of taking shortcuts. Now due to everybody taking the shortcut, now even that shortcut does not become a shortcut anymore. That now becomes a long route. And instead of saying it's taking the normal path, even the shortcut now has become a long cut or a long route. So I think there's a lot of aspects to talk about. But as you have divided it, we will speak about in terms of worldly matters and in terms of religious matters, inshallah. So how can it be so easy for us in our religion to perform good deeds to enter paradise? How can it be easy for us? So what easy methods can we adopt to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And inshallah, throughout the program, we'll go into detail.
So mashallah, what Bilal bhai was saying, alhamdulillah, you could say, you wouldn't use the word shortcuts for the matters of deen, you will probably say easy way. It's like easy way to attain Jannah or easy way to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, our topic is very interesting. We have Iftikhar bhai with us, inshallah. We will take some advice from Iftikhar bhai about taking shortcuts, especially Iftikhar bhai, you've been teaching children and you've been teaching different methods to people, and there's always a method of teaching them a short way of learning as well. Alhamdulillah, you probably experienced that and you have taught that as well, especially when someone's teaching mathematics and you find that, you know, this is a way of remembering something. And these are tips which you can use to benefit. Alhamdulillah, this type of shortcuts are beneficial for us as well. So we see, inshallah, we see what Iftikhar bhai has got to say regarding our topic today, shortcuts. Ji Iftikhar bhai.
Ji Abdul Hanan bhai, overall shortcuts are not a bad thing. If we look at shortcuts, we want to get somewhere very quickly, in a quick method. But it could be the case that this short could end up making us become sinful or doing something wrong. So we have to balance it out and look at the overall picture. For example, shortening something in some situations is better for us. For example, our namaz in travel, we shorten it. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Subhanallah.
So our namaz as four farz becomes two. Here, it is better for us that we shorten. We have to read it like that. But apart from that, if you look, what comes to mind is that we want things quickly. And I have to say at the start, it's come to my mind straight away, is that there's no shortcut to Jannah. You have to strive, you have to struggle. Okay, there can be shortcuts in the world. You teach somebody some maths, a technique, long division, short division, shortcut on the way here, etc. But for Jannah, you have to strive and you have to do those things which are being put into category. You can't miss out your farz and be doing nafil. And the first thing that I'd like to talk about is when the blessed month of Ramadan comes, a month in which we have a chance to free ourselves from the hellfire, we have a chance to increase our ibadat, our worship, stay in the masjid, read our tarawih salah. But again, the masajid are not full. What's the reason for this? Because we hear there's such a night that there's a lot of fazilat affiliated with the night of Qadr, the night of power, a night which is better than 1,000 months. So here we have this night in our mind that is better than 1,000 months. So the whole month we don't see majority of people in the masjid. And those are in Taraweeh and those are in Ramadan, they will agree. When this night comes, here's our shortcut. Here's our way to get to Jannah. Allah. Rest of the Taraweeh we haven't read. We haven't recited the Quran, the namaz are not there illa mashallah. The night of power comes and we don't even know if it's on the 27th. The ulama, they tell us 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Oh. But 27th is our emphasis. It could be any night. And if we say that, imagine on one of these nights that you get paid this amount of money, we'll stay up all night. But on that night, the masjid's full. Why? This is our shortcut. That we think 1,000 months of worship, Allah. 84 approximately years of worship, and that's it, we're done. Next day, the masjid is empty again. So our shortcut in worship, our shortcut in ibadat, is making us lead to destruction. And then again, we're missing out our farz, and we focus on nafil. We're going to talk about these acts in a while, and we're missing out those things that we should be doing, and we'll be asked about first. You go to an airport, and the first thing they'll ask you is for your passport.
Allah.
Abdul Hanan bhai, they ask you for your passport. Mm. You say, here, have a look at my phone. Have a look at my pictures. They're going to say, get your passport out. Sort yourself out. You know, you're showing them pictures of your trips. They're saying, show me where is your passport so you can go further. You've showed them everything. Your tickets, your pictures. They don't want to see your passport. On the day of judgment, what's the first question?
Allah.
It's going to be about your salah. Allah. Now, you can talk about everything else that you've done. You may be asked about them later. But your first question is about your salah. Did you read your salah? And did you read it correctly? Did you learn about it? Now you could be saying, yeah, but I've done all these things. I've built masajid. I've done this. First question is about salah. So here you can't take a shortcut and go around and say, oh, miss salah out. No, farz is first. This is your wajibat, the second. You have to do these acts. Then the fazail are there, yes. Fazail of reciting Durood-e Pak, fazail of certain nights, night of salvation, Shab-e Barat, Shab-e Qadr, all these nights are there. The other nights are blessed as well. And we get a lot of blessings and the worship, the reward is increased many folds. But that doesn't mean that the shortcut is there. You leave everything else to one side. And here, bang, there you go, you're going through a shortcut. No, like the brother said, sometimes a shortcut can become a long cut. The shortcut that you try to take and you try to miss something out, you end up getting lost. Now your £10 of petrol is wasted. So shortcuts are there, but they are there not for us to start missing out our farz and our wajibat.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Oh. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, alhamdulillah, Iftihar bhai beautifully said regarding that we are thinking that there's a shortcut to Jannah. And the reality is we have to strive, we have to work hard to attain Jannah. Jannah is not that easily to attain. Yes, where there is ease, an easy way, and that is in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes He can make Jannah easy for anyone. He can, over a little action, He can make a person enter into Jannah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be relying upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, having the fear of Allah azza wa jal as well, that we could be captured on a small sin or a small bad action. And try to work hard and strive. And this our topic today, this is what it's about, that we're able to reflect. A lot of us we have this mentality that we have read the kalma, that's it, we will enter into Jannah. This is it. No, my dear slime brothers and viewers, we have to work hard, we have to strive, because we don't know that what our last moment is going to be, how our end is going to be. Yes, we should rely upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, it is because of the mercy we will enter into Jannah, inshallah. We will take, inshallah, some madani pools from our Harun bhai, inshallah, azawajal. And then we will go up to Hafiz bhai, inshallah. So Harun bhai, shortcut, so much to say on this. Or you can say easy way of attaining something as well in the same thing, inshallah.
I think with shortcuts, if we look at it in a worldly perspective, you could tie this in one angle with the decrease in tawakkul which people have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the, you could say, the discontentment in his taqseem and how he works. A lot of people, you know, now we're in the era of social media. The young generation, you know, they see these designer clothes, they see these people with big houses, nice cars, and they think, you know, I want that. And they start getting all these ideas. And, you know, that's why we hear of get-rich-quick schemes, and that there's no such thing. So, for example, someone, you know, you'll see a video on social media. There's a guy, he's walking past three, you know, supercars, and he's like, you know, I made this in 6 months. Learn how you can do also. And then, you know, he's selling you a $200 course, and then hundreds of, you know, thousands of people are signing up to it, and they're thinking, you know, I'll be able to get such and such car in such a short time. And this leads to people in getting so wound up in this ideology of getting somewhere quick, even though they don't realize that there's people who are struggling, striving, and people who have spent years and years. For example, when you want to go into a professional career, you want to become an architect, you want to become a dentist. These are some of the longest, I think, courses you can do in uni, 7 years, 6 years. You pay all that tuition, you go through all that hassle of assignments, of education, of lectures. And then you're at a, even after this, some of them you have to do courses and whatnot. Then you are at a station where you're earning X amount of money, or you're able to do such and such job. These people, you know, they don't think of shortcuts. They know that, okay, there's a way and there's a system which you have to follow. But like I said before, unfortunately, we have, and I think you could tie technology within this as well. Where there are the positive aspects, in which, you know, technology has made things easy for us. For example, in your phone, you can get a feature, which is the keyboard dictionary. So for example, you can tell your phone that when I write SLM, you want it to change to the salam in Arabic. This is the feature. So this is useful because, you know, it's an easy way of doing something. It's a benefit, but then there's some people who use technology to the disadvantages. So I think, coming back to my point of tawakkul, is when people, they get so lost in this idea of wanting to get something quicker in the worldly aspect, then they many times fall for these scams. And that's why these scams, or, you know, these things are put in place for these people, because they know that people have become such a way that they want to, they will take the shortcut. I will put out a video in this way, X amount of people fall for it. And there's a whole science behind it. But, you know, we need to realize, especially as Muslims, alhamdulillah, that you reap what you sow. And there's a beautiful quote that I came across, which was that what comes easy won't last, and what lasts won't come easy. So, you know, we need to think about what end result we want and take our affairs in that way.
MashaAllah, Arun Bhai with his beautiful Madani pools. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, what we see on ways of earning wealth, easy way of earning wealth, or you can say a shortcut of becoming rich quick, this is sometimes is just like it becomes like a dream, and so many people want to become rich so quickly, and because of they taking these shortcuts, they get tied up. And you find some of these people, Arun Bhai, that these people, they are in overdraft, they're losing money, and here they're looking to a shortcut to achieve more, but they end up the opposite. They've lost out a lot. They've become so tied in trying to achieve money very quick that they've lost it totally.
And like we're in a form of technology, like I said, and nowadays there's a type of digital currency in which you can basically earn a currency which has literally come out of the blue. And, you know, they're saying one is worth $20,000, $30,000. But because of the volatility, there's people who have become bankrupt. People have invested their life savings into such concepts, and they've literally lost everything they've had because they thought that, you know, this is something that will change the world and, you know, I will get rich overnight. And you'll see many, many people, they'll put everything they have because this idea of, you know, that's it, I'm not far from it. They put everything they have into that one scheme or that one aspect, and then when they lose it, then they cry and they complain and Allah end a disaster.
Mashallah, we all been waiting for the Madani pools from Hafiz Bhai, and in Patwari, that Hafiz Bhai is kis tarah aksa shortcut nu Patwari which first of all, and then how, what sort of what Madani pools you got for us regarding shortcuts, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عبدالحنان بھائی پہلو تو میں تک مبارک دینا ماشاء اللہ بڑا اچھا پروگرام تساں کی دیتی نے ذمہ داری اور اچھی طریقے نال جڑا اللہ تو کی اور برکت ہے اچھا عبدالحنان بھائی گل یہ ہے کہ ہوں جس طرح اردو نہیں زبان ہی نہ تو اس انگریزی بھی ہے تو فارسی بھی ہے تو جڑا مرضی فریج بھی بولو تو فٹ ہو جانا بچ فریج اردو انگریزی نہ لفظ پنجابی نہیں بول یہی حالت ہوں پنجابی نہیں بھی ہوئی بھی پٹواری نہیں بھی
ٹھیک ہے شارٹ کٹ ساری سمجھنے شارٹ کٹ کیا ہے
ٹھیک ہے
اچھا گل یہ ہے کہ شارٹ کٹ ٹھیک بھی ہے تو ماڑے بھی ہے لیکن ٹھیک شاز جس کی آنے کٹ وادی اسی جڑا ہونا
صحیح ہے
تو شارٹ کٹ تھیا کیا کہ فرض کرو تو گلی نمبر 6 جانے پہ ہو تو مکان تو گلی نمبر 5 چار جتنے جانا سا تو تم اگر جانے تک لیفٹ اور رستہ جانا اتنا پہنچنے واسطے لیکن سہ انٹر رونے کا تو اگر لکھا ہوا نو انٹری ٹھیک ہے ہوں تم پتا اگو جائی تو موڑی دشنا پیسی ٹھیک ہے ہوں یہ جڑا انٹری جڑا انٹر ہو سی نا اس کی اصل آخر شارٹ کٹ لایا یہ شارٹ کٹ ہر معاملے چ زندگی نے کیا اس نے کار گزارنے نہیں زندگی کیا اس نے کمائی کیا اس نے سب سا ہے علاج کروانا کیا جس نے تسا سا ہو عبادت کرنا کیا جب سا ہو دوستیاں بنانے شارٹ کٹ لانے کیا تسا ہو کہ رشتے بنانے شارٹ کٹ لانے تو پھر کیا تسا ہو کہ بھائی دوے بندے کی ٹانے واسطے بھی شارٹ کٹ لانے جی جتھے کام کرنے پہ انہیں اتنے بڑے نال پھر لائک انسان دوستیاں ساز باز کر سن وہ مطلب غیبتہ کر سن اس نیاں وہ اسے کر سن اسے کان پر سن تے بجائے اس نے کہ اٹ پر اٹ رکھی تب پر جان اٹ ٹائی تے اٹ رکھنے یہ بھی شارٹ کٹ ہے ٹھیک ہے تو اس طرح ہی تسان کسے ڈی گریڈ کرنے واسطے بھی شارٹ کٹ کرنے پھر اس طرح ہی انہاں دا سیٹ ٹیکنالوجی چوں شارٹ کٹ اس کمپیوٹر نے وچ یا کی بورڈ شارٹ کٹ نے ہونے تو اور بھی دسنے سے کسے شارٹ کٹ کریے تسان پیسٹ اینڈ کر ہی سکنے ہو ٹھیک ہے ہوں گل یہ ہے کہ حقیقت یہی ہے جس بھی کامیاب بندے کو تسان پوچھو نا وہ کدے بھی نہیں تسان کیا آخر لگا کہ کامیابی شارٹ کٹ نہ لونی
بالکل
ہر کامیابی نے پیچھے لمبی محنت ہی لمبیاں جاگتیں راتیں نہیں جگراتے ہوئے لمبیاں کوششیں لمبیاں اس نے جڑی ہیں ناکامیاں بھی شامل ہو سن یہ کٹ ودی کوئی اسی شاید کسی نے رانگ نمبر لگی جائے تو کامیاب ہو جائے مثلا جس طرح کسی نے اللہ نہ کرا کوئی جوا کھیلنا تو کامیاب ہو جانا یا ان سے کو رانگ کٹ لانے سب سے دسیا آمدنی بارے ان شاء اللہ گل کر سا کہ آمدنی اگر کسی نے کٹ ہی شارٹ کٹ کہہ لانے ڈرگ بیچ لگی پینے وہ ڈرگ بیچنے کیا انہیں منٹوں میں جڑا مہینے نہ کمائی کھنے لیکن اس طرح نہیں جڑی بھی کامیابی ہے نا زندگی جڑی بھی چاہے جسے میں دیتی پہ کسی کمیا ڈی گریڈ کری کی اس کامیابی یا کسی کی ذلیل ہار کری کی یا ویسے کسی کی مطلب کہ چکر کری تو کی اس کامیابی پیسہ کمایا یہ ٹیمپریری ہونی کامیابیاں یہ ٹیمپریری ہونی جلدی تھی پتہ لگی جا سن کہ بندہ جڑا نا فراڈیا صاحب بندہ یہ کیا بندہ وہ کیا اصل حقیقت بعض آخسن جی نہیں جی میں تو بڑی ڈگری کی بھی تو مکی تو آخسو میں اتنی محنت کری تو مینیجر بنا تو میں مکی تو ڈائریکٹ مینیجر لاؤ لیکن اس کی نہیں پتہ نا کہ اس نے ابا جڑے اتنی محنت کری تو اتنا پہنچیا تو اتنا سکھ سے ڈگری تھی ہے لیکن جب تک اتنا علم اتنا تجربہ نہ اسی سارا کچھ نہ اسی اس کے بالی چھوٹ سن نہ آج کل نہیں تو تباہ کر چھوٹ سی اس کا کاروبار تو گل یہ کہ ہر وقت سے کہ نقصان کر سن اس کی شروع نظر آسی ایک گلی بڑی کھلی ہے لیکن اگے جائے جائیے تنگ ہوئی جاسی اور اگے پھر تسا تک سو گلی بند ڈیڈ ڈیڈ نو سی لیکن جنیا تسا انشاءاللہ گلاں کرسا روزیاں نے روزی نے معاملے چوراں نے معاملے کامیابیاں نے معاملے شروع چ گلیاں تنگ نظر اچھنیاں لیکن انشاءاللہ تسا تک سو یہ گلیاں بعد کھلیاں ہو جانیاں اور بعد بڑا کچھ سو کی نظر آسی نا گلیاں چ
ماشاءاللہ دس حفیظ بھائی ایکسپلیننگ ویری بیوٹیفلی دی روڈز وچ آر ٹائٹ دے آر دی ونز وچ ایکسپینڈ آؤٹ آفٹر ورڈز بٹ دی روڈز وچ آر expanded, they eventually come to a dead end. So this is what happens with shortcuts. And we've covered mostly the shortcuts of the dunya and things to related with the dunya and how shortcuts are leading to the dead end. Sometimes we can take easy ways. I wouldn't use it as a shortcut, but would use easy ways to attain Jannah. And some of these things, these specific actions which have been mentioned in hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one was, if the one was to do this action, he will be granted Jannah, alhamdulillah, through this action. And sometimes, like for an example, the hadith are referring to the protection of the tongue and the private part. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that person will be guaranteed Jannah. Why? Because of protecting his tongue. So you'll find actions like this. So basically, you can say the easy way to attain Jannah, the easy way, the shortcut to Jannah will be in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, in following the examples of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and doing good actions. This is how you can say these are the easy ways of attaining Jannah. And also on the other side, refraining from sins. This inshallah, the one who refrains from sins inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will able to attain Jannah as well inshallah. So these are ways of attaining Jannah. Basically, you can say easy ways of attaining Jannah. Ji Bilal bhai, what can you say about these easy ways of attaining Jannah, going into paradise through these means as well?
Ji, I think just one disclaimer I'd like the viewers of Madinah Shan to keep in mind, and it's the exact disclaimer which Iftikhar bhai mentioned. And this is what the ulama actually mentioned in the Shara, in the explanation of these ahadith and mubarakah. That, you know, when they say, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taghdab walakal Jannah," meaning do not get angry. What's advising a companion? A companion asked, "Ya Rasulullah, please give me some advice. Please advise me." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said thrice, "La taghdab walakal Jannah," that do not get angry, meaning do not express your anger, and then for you is paradise. But we must remember, dear viewers, the disclaimer is that a person must, he must abide by the commands of Allah. He must abide by the obligatory actions first. This is first and foremost what's most important, that we must be fulfilling the commandments of Allah, those which are obligatory. For example, our 5 daily namaz. For example, paying our zakah. For example, fasting in the month of Ramadan. Performing hajj if we are able to. And all of these blessed actions which are obligatory upon us, we must have these, like for example, cemented within our actions, within our day-to-day life. Then upon this, then we should perform these actions which have been mentioned. Then inshallah, you will attain the blessing of this truly. We cannot, for example, leave our obligatory actions and then let's say, okay, they've told us to not be angry, we'll control our anger. They said to control our limbs, our body parts from committing sins, our tongue, and then inshallah we'll enter paradise. And we're leaving our obligatory actions. So any person with just sane intellect, he will understand and realize that thing which Allah has commanded and has said, this is which causes my pleasure, you must do them. And there's no option and choice, because we are all slaves of Allah. We must abide by the commandments of our Creator. We have no choice in this. And this is Alhamdulillah which Islam guides us. But even within these actions, Abdul Hanan bhai, just I'd like to mention one point here, is that today it's seen within these obligatory actions we find our weaknesses. People are trying to find shortcuts. Just one example I'd like to give inshallah is the namaz itself. Performing the namaz, and within the namaz, the amount of things that we do, which we think we're performing namaz, but unfortunately, by committing these actions, by making these mistakes, we think we're performing namaz. Then we do dua, but then our dua is not accepted. Allah. And I'd just like to give one example mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, reported by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Very famous account in which there was once a man who entered the masjid. Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a corner of the masjid. Allah. Or as the Ushaq would say, the corner of the masjid was being blessed by the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what had happened was that the man came into the masjid to offer salah. He offered his salam. After completing salah, he went back, he went to the Prophet and he gave salam. And after giving salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wa alayka salam," and upon you be peace. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Return and repeat your salah. Return and repeat your salah." So now, if we think about it, if anybody was to tell us in today's day and age, go back and repeat your namaz. For example, our teacher, we would straight away say, "Why? What have I done wrong?" But the companion and the companions, do you think how they got this rank? These are chosen people of Allah. The ulama mentioned that Allah knows the state of everybody's hearts, and Allah selected the most purest of hearts to be the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these people knew. So when the Prophet said, "Go back, return, and repeat your prayer," he straight away went back to his to the position, and he performed his namaz again. Then he came back for a second time, and he gave salam. The Prophet gave the reply, "Wa alayka salam." But then the Prophet said, "Return and repeat your salah." For the second time, he did not say why, he did not question. He straight away went back, and he offered the salah for the third time. And it's mentioned in the narration that it was maybe even more than 3 times that this account happened. Then what happened is he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came and he said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please teach me. I'm not sure what mistakes I'm making, what's happening, what I'm doing wrong, but please teach me." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us and gave us all pieces of advice. How should we offer our namaz when the time of namaz comes? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When you stand for salah, then perform your wudu properly. Then face the Kaaba. Then recite the takbir. Then recite as much Quran as is easy for you. Then go into ruku until you come to a rest." Perform ruku until you become completely stationary.
Allahu Akbar.
Then stand up. So after ruku, we stand up, which is qawma. Then stand to the extent that you are upright. that your back is completely straight. Then go into sajda until you come to a rest, until your entire body is sukoon and is at rest and is stationary in sajda. Then get up to the extent, so when you're sitting between the two sajda prostrations, the Prophet said, then get up to the extent that you are seated properly, that you are seated properly. Today what happens with us? Inshallah, come to that point. But then the Prophet said, then go into sajda, the second sajda, to the extent that you come to a rest. Then get up until you are seated properly. Meaning after, this is in the second rakat now, when you are seated properly. Then do the same in the rest of your salah.
Allah.
And this is how the Hadith Sharif has ended. And there's so many madani pearls which have been mentioned, the ulama kiram going to detail. First and foremost, the ulama mention that it is a sunnah of our pious predecessors, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever anybody came to give him salam, no matter how many times they may have left, come back, left the room, came back into the room, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us guidance that you should constantly give salam. And in another narration, just a side point I'd like to mention and then carry on, is that in one narration the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said how a person can enter paradise easily, happily, peacefully. Allah. And one of them is to recite salam, Allah, to convey salam to those who you know and those who you do not know. So the first madani pearl we learn from this event and this account is that you should give salam often. The second is that if a person makes us aware of our shortcomings and weaknesses, we should accept them. If somebody tells us that we are doing something wrong, we should accept these wrongs and these shortcomings. The third one, very quickly, is that a very important point for all of us, all Muslims, is that when you rectify someone, do it in a correct manner. Show good characteristics, the way our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed perfect characteristics when rectifying his beloved companion. And finally, the point which is wanted to highlight is the hastiness, being quick in offering our namaz. Allah. Today we're looking for shortcuts. Today we're trying to look for any easy way out. Here the ulama mentioned that hastiness is such a bad thing which enters into our worship today, which Allah. Is very, very bad for us. And it's stated that very few amount of Muslims offer namaz, but then those who offer those namaz correctly is even fewer than this. So today we have to really analyze our namaz. How many of us are observing all of the pillars within the prayer? And one important one is ta'deel-e-arkan, which is what the Prophet ﷺ is emphasizing here. What is ta'deel-e-arkan? It is simply to the different, you can say the different pillars of the prayer, ruku, sujood, qawma, jalsa, the sitting posture, the bowing posture, the prostrating posture. All of these must be done when a person's whole entire body becomes at ease. He remains stationary there for at least one subhanallah miqdar. So this is something which I'd like the viewers of Madinah Channel to really take hold of practically, inshallah. And there is no shortcuts in this matter.
Inshallah.
This was the point.
Beautifully how Bilal Bhai has put that forward. And this is something for the viewers of Madinah Channel. Really, what Bilal Bhai was trying to picture for us is that when we are in prayer, there is no shortcut in prayer in that way. That you, if you were to take these actions, like quickly going to sujood and not be in the sajda for as the time is we are told to be in, same with ruku and same with getting up, in between these actions, the way we rush in salah, someone goes down and he's back up and he's back down again, and there's not even a second pause in between. So the pause should be in these places is the time which it takes to say subhanallah once. At least one should be pausing for that time. And also the other wajib here is that when one is comes from a ruku, it stands straight up, his back needs to be straight as well. Also, when one comes from the sajda, when he sits back up, his back needs to be straight, as well as sitting in that position till it takes the person to say subhanallah once. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah, this is very important with our ibadat. If we are going to be taking shortcuts in our ibadat, it could be that we are lost out, and all that effort we have put in to be reading our namaz in this way. And it's also been mentioned in one narration of the person, if he was to be read that namaz in that way for how many years, 40 years, that his namaz would be thrown back at his face. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, it's very, very important that when we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not be taking shortcuts in this way. It's the same with wudu. When one is performing wudu, he's got to be mindful that all the things which are compulsory to wash in wudu, for an example, his arms, including his elbows, these need to be washed properly. Not a hair needs to be left dried, otherwise that wudu will not be done. Same with the washing of the face, the washing of the feet, doing the masa of the head, like this in same in ghusl. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, in ibadat, this is important that we fulfill them in the proper way. Ji Harun bhai, you want to say something?
We were talking about, because we were talking about salah here specifically, and we know that within the blessed journey, a gift that the Prophet received was the gift of salah. And when it was given in its original form, it was how many prayers?
50.
And then the whole process of the reduction from 50 to 5. And even then, we are rewarded for the 50. Meaning, if we had to offer the 50, we'd be praying every single hour of the day. But yet, you know, it was reduced to 5. And we still get the reward of 50. So when we, in a way, you could say this is a shortcut for us as well. That we've been given 5 to read, we get the reward of 50. But yet still, you know, it is our laziness that does not let go of us. That even these 5 we are neglectful of. And you touched upon the sunnahs. And this, you know, you could say is a whole topic in itself, how we prioritize things. And especially sometimes when people learn, okay, this is fard, this is wajib, I have to do them. This is sunnah, okay, is it sunnah muqadda, ghair muqadda? And then they go into this discussion. And a beautiful quote came to my mind, that nowadays we leave things because they are sunnah. But there was those who would do things just because they are sunnah.
Subhanallah.
So, you know, we think that, okay, it's not fard, wajib, you know, maybe I'll do it next time or tomorrow. But there was those Sahaba-i Karam, the our pious predecessors, they would try to find out, okay, this was also a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, this was also something he ﷺ performed, and they would try to pursue those things and try to include them as part of their lives.
MashaAllah. Ji Harun bhai, inshallah, some of the requests from the brothers Anko Qatar and some of the other Nats, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے
Topic today, those who have just joined us, is shortcuts, and alhamdulillah, a lot of discussion has gone into this, alhamdulillah, Zawajal. We'll take one Madani Pur from Hafiz Bhai, inshallah, then our sign language, inshallah, Zawajal, which we cover normally. So inshallah, so don't switch off, inshallah, we still got the sign language with us, inshallah, Zawajal, but we'll take a Madani Pur from Hafiz Bhai, inshallah.
Alan Bhai, shortcut ne wale na already sa gal karne ape. देखो बाज़ औक़ात बंदे कुछ है कि देखने ना फ़र्ज़ करो स्कूल जाने सवाला ने जवाब ये ऐसा कि मशवरा दियो ये ऐसा कि ये दसो ये ऐसा अब मेरे वाले सुन्नत ने मिसाल चाहिए कि नू जी ये लोग इल्म ना ते तजर्बिया ने मुंबई खजाने वे
सुभान अल्लाह माशाल्लाह
उन एक बंदा है मैं पाँच साल या दो साल पढ़ी किताबा था जी छो जी माड़े को भी उस तरह नहीं हुई किन्ने शॉर्टकट उन्हें कि कितना टाइम लगा कितना अरसा लगा कितनी किताबें पढ़िया ने कितने लोगों ने मिले कुथा कुथा जिंदगी गुजारी ने कितने कितने मेहनत कितिया ने इस वास्ते बाज़ औक़ात सदा को बड़ी दुकान तकने जरा माड़ी भी है जी दुकान आ जाए कल जी कुछ ने बड़ी गड्डी तकने और जी मैं भी गया जी गड्डी किन किना और इस चीज़ है कि भुली जाने कि इस जगह तक जरा पहुँचा इतनी बड़ी गड्डी है इतनी बड़ी दुकान है इतना बड़ा बंदा बैठा कि लोग उसने को मतलब कि जरा ना सिफारशियाँ करवाने पे लोग उसको दुआवां करवाने पे इसने पीछे तो बहुत लंबी कोई मेहनत आई बहुत लंबिया कोशिशें ही जिसकी वजह से बंदा इतना पहुँचा और असं क्या करने फिर शॉर्टकट लाने की कोशिश करने उस शॉर्टकट ने खास कर उस वजह क्या है दो जो खासकर असन यंगस्टर्स जी बड़ी मौजूद हैं एक तो लालच खाम हाना लालच मिकी भी हो जाए माड़ा भी हो जाए माड़ा भी मकान हो जाए माड़ी गड ठीक दूसरी सुस्ती है प्रूफ फिर कम ना करना बगैर कि कुछ कितने हुई जड़ा ना वो ग्राह मुँह पी जाए तो असन पेट भरन जाए तो इन्हें उन थोड़ी देर पहले जी क्या कोई डायरेक्ट बैठ थे मतलब जन्नत जाने ने बड़ा अच्छा इन एक्सप्लेनेशन की थी लेकिन बिच बिच कुछ ठंडियां वावा ही है ना बिच बिच तो वह आने के लोगों की थोड़ी जड़न उम्मीदा भी दो ना देखो अल्लाह ने पकड़ भी बड़ी सख्त थी उमर रज़ी अल्लाह ताला ने क्या फरमाया है खौफ तो उम्मीद एक भी ना कबूल हुई तो कोई आ ही सकना कुछ उसकी कि नहीं तू कबूल की बेनियाज उस मैं बेनियाज हाँ ठीक है तो अगर कुछ की यह जरा
ماشاء اللہ سن اس نے حبیب نے طرف سے تک گل پہنچی جڑا بندہ وضو چنگا کرے اچھا پھر اچھی طرح دو نفل پڑے صحیح توجہ نال ذہن بھی حاضر ہوا یہ بھی حاضر ہوا تو جنت واجب ہو جانی اس نے واسطے جی اللہ تو بے نیاز ہے پھر تم تک آنے جو ہر نماز دیکھو نماز نہیں شرط ہے اس نے ہر نماز تو بعد آیت الکرسی پڑھ سی نا جڑا آیت الکرسی پڑھنے بھی ٹھیک اچھنا ہوئے سن نہ بایا نماز بھی ٹھیک ہوئے بھی ہوئے اس کی مرنے نال ہی جنت داخل ہو جاسی ٹھیک ہے انہیں کو تو کوئی سا ہے کہ انہیں سارے مسلمانوں واسطے ہے اس وقت بے نمازیاں واسطے تو اس واسطے ٹھیک ہے ایسا لیکن پھر بھی تھوڑی جی امیداں تو دلوائیے نا امیداں تو ہونا تھوڑی جی کیا ہے اس کے ہزار دفعہ جڑا روز حضور شریف پڑھا ہے کیا روایت تھی کہ وہ مرن نہیں لگا اس کی جنت چ اس نے جگہ دسی چھوڑ سکتی زندگی چ
کیا بات
جی اصل ہے نا انہیں شارٹ کٹ ہے لیکن ایک امیداں ہی ہیں کہ نہیں ٹرنے آپ نا
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ جی بیوٹیفلی سیڈ بائی حفیظ بھائی ان شاء اللہ Sewal bhai, you want to say something before we go on to our sign language, inshallah?
They, you have to remember the saying is that, look, paradise is, there's hardships around Jannah. Paradise is surrounded with hardships. And we have to look at our pious predecessors that they were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. They were told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're going to Jannah. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of all the women of Jannah. But her nights were spent all in ibadat. If somebody was to come and whisper in our ear, and without comparison, if someone was come and whisper in your ear, Abdul Rahman bhai, you got you Jannah, you guaranteed Jannah. Would our ibadat stay like that? No, we're thinking that's it, we're done. Shokha, we are there. And yet we have to think that whenever we, sometimes in our life, many people, they reach a certain stage where they think, I need to start offering salah. Some are mashallah blessed that before they start reading from that age. But that age, all the salah that you miss, you have to make up for them, which is called qaza umri, missed prayers, missed salah. Now in there, if you got so many years, you're allowed to take a bit of a shortcut and read, miss certain things out. But read the book first, what things you can leave out. But here again, those salah that we have missed, we have to still make up. There's no shortcut for it. We still have to read. But our situation has come such that we go to the masjid, we miss our sunnah, which are protecting our farz. Allah. Straight away after the farz, the imam sahab, he's doing dua, and we miss the dua. Now instead of this shortcut, in fact it's doing us more damage. Those after their farz salah, they don't do dua, there's curse upon them. They're going out, okay, once or twice Husn e Zani's appointment, but every time it's not appointment, is it? So they're leaving the dua, they're leaving the durood sharif, they're leaving other things afterwards of reading their nafil. Then what happens is 17 rakat. Many times we ask questions, how many rakat of Isha? When you start off as a namaz, you read every single one, the nafil. As you get a bit into it, it's only the farz, the wajib, and the sunnah you leave behind. When you learn that there's four farz of wuzu, then that's the all you do. You end up only doing the four farz, the sunnah you miss out, the blessings you miss out, the miswak, the bismillah sharif, everything you miss out. Yes, mashallah, Bilal bhai was explaining regarding the salah. But again, I'll finish on this point. I know birds are waiting for the sign language, people are waiting for the... This point I'll mention is that, again, he mentioned a touch just regarding salah, how we need to do things. Again, this is a shortcut. We just mentioned it to give you motivation. That does not mean that you watch today's Islam, that's it, your salah is covered for the topic. You need to take time out, make those struggles, learn about it. You'll forget, you then have to recap and go through that again and again. So remember, you have to strive, you have to struggle, and nobody's struggling and striving will go unrewarded. Remember, the one that finds it hard to read the Quran, you'll be rewarded twice. Twice you'll be rewarded more than the other person. So inshallah, Azawajal, don't take shortcuts in your ibadat. Make sure that you include everything to beautify it. What's the beautification of wuzu? Not just the farz, but your sunnah included in there. And your namaz, you have to include everything. So anything that you do miss in your farz, your sunnah are covering those, your nafal are covering those things. So yes, take shortcuts, but shortcuts copy and paste in control C, control V, use where you need to use it. But in ibadat, don't take these shortcuts where instead you become sinful.
MashaAllah. So before we go on to sign languages, want to take a little package for the children, because sometimes the children are waiting and they're going to go away. So we've got a package for the children who are watching our silsila, Alhamdulillah, Path to Success, and they're watching Shortcut. We've got, inshallah, Kaniz Fatima, and we'll take that package and then we'll go on to sign language as well. So don't worry, the sign language is still there. You're not going to miss out. So but after this package, inshallah.
Inshallah.
कनीज फातिमा अच्छी बच्ची, कनीज फातिमा अच्छी बच्ची है, सच्ची है, सबके काम ये।
रामीन रामीन रामीन, क्यों ना पेस्ट्री खाई जाए। दिल तो मेरा भी चाह रहा है। चलो चलो फिर हम बेकरी की तरफ चलते हैं। अकेले अकेले ही चलते हैं। हमारी बाकी सहेलियाँ भी तो अकेले जाती हैं। वो तो ठीक है, लेकिन कनीज फातिमा वो तो हर चीज में बहुत रोक टोक करती हैं। छोड़ो ना उनको, हम छुप छुपा के निकल जाते हैं। चलो चलो
सबके काम ये आती है।
वाह भाई,
अच्छी बातें सिखाती है।
वाह,
छोटे मुंह से बात बड़ी ये अक्सर कर जाती है।
हैं,
कितनी अच्छी बच्ची है।
बहुत अच्छी। रायका, ओफो आपी। जी आपी,
इधर आए, कहाँ जा रही हैं?
वो हम पेस्ट्री लेने जा रहे थे, अभी आपके लिए भी लाएंगे।
अच्छा, तो आप मुझे लालच दे रही हैं, और आपको तो पता है ना, लालच बुरी बला है। अमीरुल मोमिनीन हजरत उमर बिन खत्ताब रदी अल्लाह अन्हु इरशाद फरमाया करते थे, जो लालच और गुस्से से बच गया वो कामयाब हो गया।
अच्छा तो फिर जाने देना।
अकेले?
अकेले नहीं जा रही, रामीन साथ है।
अरे मेरा मतलब कोई बड़ा तो नहीं है ना,
दूसरे बच्चे भी तो अकेले जाते हैं, उनके साथ भी तो कोई बड़ा नहीं जाता।
मगर वो बच्चे आपसे बड़े होते हैं, और जो छोटे और अच्छे बच्चे होते हैं वो तो कभी भी अकेले बाहर नहीं जाते।
लेकिन क्यों?
भाई सबसे पहले तो बाहर जाने के लिए बाबा से इजाजत लेनी चाहिए, और बगैर इजाजत घर से बाहर नहीं जाना चाहिए।
भाई वजह भी बताए ना, तो हर वक्त अम्मा बुआ बन जाती हैं।
वजह? वजह पूछनी है आपको? बताती हूँ वजह। कोई पेस्ट्री या चॉकलेट का कहकर अगवा भी कर सकता है, एक्सीडेंट भी हो सकता है, कोई बासी चीज भी ला सकती हैं जिससे आपका पेट भी खराब हो सकता है, और हाँ कुत्ता भी पीछे लग सकता है, जैसे बबलू भाई के पीछे लगा था। अगर आपने अब तक नहीं देखा तो किड्स मदनी चैनल को यूट्यूब पर देख सकते हैं। और हाँ, औरतें और बच्चे घर में ही अच्छी लगती हैं। अल्लाह ताला कुरान मजीद में सूरह अज़ाब की आयत नंबर 33 में फरमाता है, वकरना फी बुयूतिकुन्ना, और अपने घरों में ठहरी रहो।
जज़ाकिल्लाह, आइंदा हम दोनों इसका ख्याल रखेंगे। लेकिन पेस्ट्री कैसे खाई जाए?
वो हम बाबा से मंगवा लेते हैं।
हाँ ये ठीक है।
कनीज फातिमा अच्छी बच्ची, कनीज फातिमा।
जी माशाल्लाह, टेकिंग मदनी फूड फ्रॉम कनीज फातिमा, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल। सो इंशाल्लाह यू ऑल बीन वेटिंग फॉर दिस द साइन लैंग्वेज, इंशाल्लाह विल गो स्ट्रेट ऑन टू टेकिंग सम शॉर्टकट्स एज़ वेल।
माशाल्लाह।
एंड इंशाल्लाह विल स्टार्ट विद हारून भाई, as he wants to take a bit of shortcuts inshallah. We'll do it crosswise inshallah today. So Harun bhai and Iftihar bhai and Hafiz bhai and Bilal bhai inshallah. Ji Harun bhai, you're going to do the sign language, Iftihar bhai will guess inshallah. Ji
foot.
Try to kick you out, it looks like.
Four. Footwear, slippers, shoes. Shoes. Shoes of fire.
Allah. Everybody need to take some shortcuts now.
One shoe. One knee. Shoe. Shoes in there. Leather socks. One shoe. Tying your shoelaces.
Allahu Akbar.
Putting on your shoes. Sunnah to put on your shoes. Sunnah of wearing footwear.
Chalo, inshallah. We'll give that Sunnah method of wearing the shoes. Subhanallah. Finally got there, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we get Hafiz bhai to do the sign language now, and Bilal bhai, inshallah.
میں نے کرنا ہے یا بلال بھائی نے کرنا ہے؟
آپ نے کرنا ہے حفیظ بھائی.
میں نے کرنا ہے.
اچھا
passed away, dead. Performing namaz e janaza. Method of performing namaz e janaza. Namaz e janaza.
ٹھیک ہے. Funeral prayer.
Funeral prayer.
Funeral prayer. We'll take that. MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Subhanallah. Ji, Tihar bhai. چلو ان شاء اللہ ہارون بھائی بل.
ناٹ ایٹنگ اور ڈرنکنگ فاسٹنگ. فاسٹنگ آن اے منڈے.
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ. جی جی بلال بھائی از گونا give the shara and Hafiz bhai is going to guess it. Okay.
سلام دینا گریو یارڈ وہ میت گریو یارڈ ہیں ان کو وزٹ کرنا. سلام دینا سلام دینا مردوں کو.
ماشاء اللہ. گیونگ سلام ٹو دا ڈیسیز. ماشاء اللہ سبحان اللہ. ریگارڈنگ آور ٹاپک ٹوڈے شارٹ کٹ دیر از حفیظ بھائی دیر از آلسو شارٹ کٹ یو کین سے یور ایزی ویز of gaining forgiveness as well, or you can say repentance or forgiven of sins by doing pacific action. And one of them I want to mention regarding this is, and this is regarding shrouding the deceased, the giving the coffin to a deceased, the burying the deceased, or the carrying the coffin of the deceased. Alhamdulillah, these have great virtues, and by doing this, alhamdulillah, person's major sins can be forgiven. It's mentioned in hadith that Allah azza wa jalla will forgive 40 grave sins of the one who has given ghusl to a deceased person and hidden his imperfections. So like this action also mentioned regarding the one who gives ghusl to a deceased, like this is mentioned regarding the one who carries the coffin for 40 steps, and the how his sins are forgiven. Also the one who shrouds a deceased performing the namaz-e-janaza. So these type of virtues, you can say, have been mentioned. An easy way, a shortcut of gaining forgiveness for our major sins, alhamdulillah. Many other actions are like this have been mentioned as well. Hafiz bhai, if anything you can add to this as well.
جی عبدالحنان بھائی, پھر گل تو وہی آئی جانی نا, ہوں پھر آخسن خالی جنازہ پڑھی اچھا تو آخسن ماڑی گناہ معاف ہوئی گئے. یہ ساری گلیں جڑی ہیں نا ان فرضاں سبا دیاں اللہ رسول نے طرفوں سکی آئے ہوئے. جب تک فرائض نہیں نہ پورے ہونے, جب وہی گل ہی کہ پھر وہی ہے کہ کسے کہ تسیں کسے کی 10,000 پاؤنڈ قرضہ دیتا, وہ کدے تسیں کہ پھول بھیجنا, کدے کوئی آنڈی بھیجی چھوڑنا, کدے کوئی اور چیز بھیجی چھوڑنا, اور نہ بھائی ماڑے پیسے تو واپس کرنا پہلے یہ چیزاں. یہ ساری چیزاں سن بالکل بہت اچھا ہے. یہ جڑیاں نا جس طرح اصل بیان کیا درود شریف دیا فضیلتاں, یہ واقعی جڑا نا مطلب کہ جڑا 40 قدم چاہیے تو جنازے کی ٹریا, جس اس نے غسل دیتا اور کوئی چیز تکھی سی ہے جی جڑی کہ کوئی ایپ سی غلطی اس سے سی اس کی چھپایا, یہ ساری چیزاں بڑیاں میں ایسا سمجھنے بہت ہے کہ میجر سن معاف بڑی بات ہے. ان نمازی ہی مطلب کہ جھوٹ مارے, مطلب کہ فرض کرو اور کوئی قتل کیتا گناہ کیتا, گل کرنے نا زنا ہو گیا شراب پینا میجر سن سے, ہوں اگر نمازی بھی آ سب کچھ آ پر گناہ تو سرا پر ہے نا اس نے, ممکن آ کہ یہ چیز اگر کرے جنازہ پڑھنے واسطہ جائے, آخنے کہ جنازہ پڑھنے والے جڑا جس نے بخشش ہوئی ہونی جڑا مومن ہونا جڑا اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کی سب سے پہلا انعام یہ دیتا جانا کہ جتنے بھی جنازہ پڑھنے لے آئے سارے نے بخشش ہو جانی.
سبحان اللہ.
جی
تے ہن اساں کہ بالکل چیز اے مد نظر رکھنی چاہیے فرائض پورے کریے رمضان اچھا روزے بھی کریے اج آئی گیا تو اج بھی کیجیے زکات زکات دیے لیکن گناہ بڑے بڑے اگر اساں پر چڑھے ہوئے ممکن ہے کسا ہن نماز شروع کیتی گل کرنے ہاں ہن اس کی سمجھ آئی اس طرح اسے انہیں نمازاں قضا کرنا رہا ان سارے کہ موڑنا تو تھیا نہ موڑنا تو تھیا نہ ان چیزاں کی لیکن ان کی فرائض کی ٹھیک بلکہ اسے واسطے ہیں نا ساری رات نفل پڑھنے کو لوں اگر رات نے کچھ حصے وچ تھوڑا جا علم حاصل کی تسنا جس علم اس کی پتہ لگا یار جی میں نفل پڑھنا ہے ساری رات سو دو سو ہزار پڑھے یہ تو ٹھیک نہیں سی جس نے دسیا نفل نماز اسے ٹھیک نہیں ہے اٹھنا بیٹھنا ٹھیک نہیں ہے چالیس سال تک نماز پڑھنا رہا تو ایک بھی نماز تاری قبول نہیں ہوا یار ٹھیک ہے کہیں تو سجدے کرنے یہ ساری چیزاں تو اصل کرنی پہلے نماز سیکھنی ٹھیک قرآن مجید پڑھنا ٹھیک اچھنا چاہیے نہ سکی اج پر گئے اج ٹھیک طریقے نال کرنا پیدا سکی روزہ آئی گیا روزے نے معاملات سکی بالکل سیکھنے کوئی گنجائش نہیں ہے لیکن اس تو اوپر اے آ اے لانی رحمت آئی ہاں فضیلت ہی سے نہ ہے شب قدر نہیں گل کیتی نے تے اتنے گناہ اگر چڑھے ہوئے نماز سب پڑھنے پہ حکم اللہ نہ لیکن گناہ نہیں معافی اور چیزاں جن میں دسیا نا کوئی ٹھنڈیاں واوا ہی آئے اصا یہ نہ ہنے کو نماز مت بالکل بے نمازی آتے کرسی تے جناب نہ
جی عبدالحمان بھائی, وی ہیو ٹو ریمبر دیٹ ان ا لاٹ آف دیز سچویشنز وی ڈو ریڈ دی فضائل ریگارڈنگ دیز نریشنز از دیٹ ا لاٹ آف دی ٹائم از مینشن ریگارڈنگ یور صغیرہ گناہ لائک فار ایگزامپل وین دی فارم آن دی سی دیز سنز ول بی فارگیون اٹس ریگارڈنگ یور مائنر سنز سو یور مائنر سنز ول فارگیون فار ا میجر سن لائک یو مینشن ریگارڈنگ اکمپنینگ دی جنازہ واکنگ 40 سٹیپس بٹ اپارٹ فرام دیٹ اف یو ہیو کمیٹڈ میجر سنز یو ہیو ڈرنک الکوہول اڈلٹری کمیٹڈ مرڈر ایٹسٹرا دی فرسٹ تھنگ از انٹو ڈو توبہ انٹو ریپینٹ ان دی کورٹ آف اللہ You have to admit that sin in the court of Allah and then vow and promise never to yourself, never to do it again. And if there is a recompense for it, for example, miss salah or giving somebody's money back, etc., that also needs to be done as well. Yes, the Islam says enter Islam completely. Completely. There's no shortcut in that. You're accompanying a janazah 40 steps. At the same time, you're robbing people. There's no point. Another janazah comes, you're accompanying that 40 steps. It's good. But Islam is a complete religion, coming to Islam completely. Where's your salah? Where's your zakah? Where's your helping people? Where's your charity? Where's your humble? Where are all these things? This is not a simple case. We're not putting people off. But what we're trying to say is that we see in the community is that we just emphasized on the shortcuts. We're not emphasizing on those things which are farz and wajib ones, which I'll go back to my first point, that we see with the youngsters and we see with a lot of people with their salah, with their other ibadat. It's just that you come to the masjid, last person, I don't want to mention what state they are in because it's going to be another topic, but the state they are dressed in, the way they read their namaz, the brother mentioned that if this is the state they're offering their salah won't be accepted. They leave the masjid, then they think that my qaza umri, this is another misconception. Jumatul al-Wida, the last Jummah, we all turn up. The masjid's full. They're saying, let's build a bigger masjid now. Let's get more donations in. Let's build a bigger masjid. Why? Look how many people turned up. We think that last Jummah, where you go in reading Jummah, Jummatul al-Wida, last Jummah. Why? All my previous salah that I missed, they'll be now wiped out. Another misconception. Misconception upon misconception is rife amongst our youth, amongst our community. And that's the reason I'm emphasizing today is that there's no shortcuts this way. Okay, there are certain things that Islam allows you to do this and reduce it, like I mentioned a few. But in other things, if you're taking shortcuts, then it's not allowed to do that. Mashallah. You have to be doing everything completely and not doing one and leaving the other, or reading a fazilat or a blessing about a certain narration and just taking that narration and thinking that I'll leave everything out. Why? Because I've built a masjid, now I'm going to Jannah. Have you ever read namaz in that masjid? You've built it? Have you ever read namaz in it?
Have you ever brought people towards the masjid? Have you ever acted upon the other narrations of acquiring knowledge? Have you learned all these things? It's not just a case of choosing the ones that you like. And I think, unfortunately, Abdul Hanan bhai, that's where we've reached. We pick the things in deen that we like. If we like something, we pick it, and that's our shortcut. I've done it, I've got it, now that's it, I'm going to Jannah. But the things that are difficult, the things that which are we strive for, we have to work hard for, we are leaving. And we are putting to one side because they have become difficult. And we say, no, brother, deen is very easy. If it was very easy, why did Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala go to Karbala? Why did he read the Quran while his blessed head was on the spear? Today we don't even read the Quran. Why? Somebody passes away, we say, can you get 10 Quran from madrasa? You get 50 Quran from madrasa. Yara, your father passed away, when are you going to read Quran? TK, get it from the madrasa, get it from the Pakistan, send them 50 Quran, 50 Durood Sharif. But he was your father, and you're going to read. And you're going to sit and read through the park. So these things, we have to look and put into perspective. You have to have a balance. You can't just have one on one side and a shortcut for everything on the other. It won't work.
MashaAllah, my dear Islam brothers, viewers, Madhi Chan. This is basically this path to success. So this is us to reflect on how we are living our lives, how we are treating our deen. If we are treating our deen as a way of shortcut in everything or the things we've done. So for an example, someone performs Hajj and he thinks, that's it, I've achieved everything, I've done everything, I've become a Haji now. And he has Haji Sahib written on the front of his door. And this is not necessarily that this is enough now and you will enter to paradise just because of this. So my dear Islamic brothers, we have to strive, we have to work hard, we have to try to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is done through struggle, through hardship, through giving our time, to connecting ourselves with the deen. And inshallah as well, then we will achieve this through the mercy of Allah. You know, people looking to earn money in a quick way, especially through drugs. And this has become very common in our society today. People want to earn money so quick. And what happens is they end up in prison, they end up getting locked. And they end up getting locked up, and they basically they think they're going to earn this much, but the time they're doing in prison, there's probably 10 years in there, all that time they can't do nothing now. Why? Because they were trying to take a shortcut in the world.
Your father, your forefather hasn't saved up £100,000. Where are you going to get £100,000 to drive a sports car? Cholo, if I can't drive it around, at least on my wedding day, let me hire it out. So this will be the case that, let me at least do something, at least look like I'm that. And then what we do is that we take the many shortcuts. We end up getting indulged in haram. Okay, you've done the shortcut, you earned the money, you've drove the car, okay, you lived the life, you wore the jacket, you wore the shoes, you wore the clothes, you walked the walk, you talked the talk, you've done everything. Now what? Now all that accountability is waiting for you. Your shortcut, in fact, is the longest cut you could have taken.
Allah, not that.
The longest cut that you could have taken. Okay. You've took it through the jail. And now it's going to go in the grave with you. If it's that morsel of haram is still in your body, it's going to be the flames of hellfire. And then if you continue on the day of judgment, you're going to be held accountable for every penny you earn. Yes, you hid it from your father. You hid it from the police. You hid it from the people. You hid it from everybody. But you couldn't hide it from Allah Almighty. On that day, you are going to be held accountable for every penny you earned, how you spent it. And if it's halal, then even then we are still worried. If it's halal, you're still worried. How are you going to be? You have to, for everything that you've done. And if it's come in the wrong way, just because you wanted to live that life of luxury for a year of 10, 20, 30 years, your father, he worked in factories and foundries. And only then he had a basic car. You've seen somebody drive around the street in a powerful car, and you've gone towards the haram way, the way that a shortcut that we want to take today. Okay, you can't wear an expensive jacket, wear a cheaper jacket. You can't drive expensive, drive a normal car. You're not going to die by driving something less. But it's that image that in that society that we want, and that's what leads, and even to the extent that is stated that a time will come upon people where they will be destructive, they will face destruction at the hands of their own family. Why is that? Because they will come and people, their family will say to them that your earnings are so less. And they will end up indulging in haram. Selling haram, doing haram. This is why this shortcut, it could never be a shortcut. You can only live that life for a moment. Yes, you may have done it, but remember this, everything you've done is you're going to be held accountable for it. In fact, this shortcut is a destructive shortcut. It's worse than even going through the red lights and seeing traffic come in front of you.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, don't try to take this type of shortcuts. which is going to cause harm to you, not just to you, but to your family, your society. So when we are taking shortcuts, especially when we are earning money, you, the sustenance which is written for you, you will get no matter what. So don't try to take shortcuts in earning through haram means. Why? Because this will destroy your dunya and it will destroy your akhirah. Inshallah, we'll turn to Harun by a few knots which have been requested by the Madani Munne from the children. Inshallah.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya habiballah.
Yeah.
پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام
to the end of our silsila, final few madani phools arun bhai inshallah, and then we'll get the advice from others as well.
Shortcut in life is not worthwhile. For example, you mentioned for those who earn dirty money or drug money, during that shortcut, during that process, they're always looking behind their shoulder, you know, not to get caught. They have to hide money from their families. They have to do certain things. They have to keep certain types of phones or whatever the procedure is, just so that they can go by this shortcut. But even then, in the process somewhere, they get caught, boom, 10 years in jail, you know, and they wash their lives away. And I've heard of accounts where these people who have been involved in such incidents, the experiences they've had to go through, and, you know, having their families come through to visit them in jail, and the whole story you hear, and it just opens your eyes up. Mm-hmm. And then you ask them, was it worth it? And you'll always hear in the negative that, no, it wasn't. So, you know, that's an extreme case of shortcuts. And like was mentioned, you know, there's one thing which is a shortcut. Then there's one thing which is an alternative or a quicker method. And there are always, you know, sometimes they say, work smart, not hard. So like with technology, for example, there are certain ways in which it is benefiting us. For example, and through technology, we are able to access courses, children are able to learn online still, whereas if it wasn't for this, you know, they wouldn't be able to benefit at all. So where there are these loopholes or, for example, these advancements, then take advantage of them. But especially when it comes to ibadat, your relationship with your Lord in this life, then try to fulfill it to the best you can, taking your time, inshallah.
Inshallah, we take Madani pool from Iftihar bhai, inshallah. Iftihar bhai, last few words regarding our topic shortcut. Try to make it short and with the cut as well.
Regarding this, Abdul Hanan bhai, yes, there are easier ways to increase your reward. You can't deny that. For example, if you're to do one action during any of the days, it's one good deed, but on day of Friday, it's multiplied many folds. So yes, likewise, there's many narrations that certain times we do something, there's more reward. So something that we do on a Friday, then alhamdulillah, there is more reward. There's certain Durood-e Pak, you get the reward of 600,000 Durood-e Pak. So these are the shortcuts in that sense that we should be looking for. That which things weigh heavier on the scale, on the mizan, on the day of judgment, we should be looking for those shortcuts, that something I could do in a short time, but it is more reward for me in the hereafter, inshallah.
Ji, Bilal bhai, inshallah, last few Madani views from you regarding our topic today, shortcut.
I think the viewers of Madani channel can actually realize from the way the brothers were delivering that going about the way of shortcuts, it's basically not it's not a good method. And the reason for this is because Islam gives us this mindset of looking towards eternity, looking towards that which is not instant gratification. Today we are looking for instant gratification. Somebody posts something on social media, if he or she does not see 1,000 likes by the end of the night, they can become completely restless. And this is something which is our downfall today. Islam tells us to look towards that which will be eternal, that which will be everlasting. And that thing which is everlasting, that price is going to be difficult to attain. The price is not going to be cheap. It's going to take a lot of effort. And it's mentioned in the book, Ta'aleem al-Mutallim Tariqa Ta'allum. It says, Man jadda wajada. The Islam gives us the mindset, the one who strives for anything, he will find that thing.
Mashallah.
So the final point is that there is no shortcoming for anything worth keeping. And there's only hard work, dedication, persistence, and alongside this, having a pure intention. Inshallah, when you keep these with you, you will attain your success at the end of your goal.
Ji, Jazakallah, Bilal bhai. Inshallah, Hafiz bhai, final few آخری شارٹ کٹ تے
جی عبدالحنان بھائی میں آکھساں کہ خاص کر وہ اسلامی بھائی جڑے شادی شدہ ہے اور انہوں نے جڑے بچیاں دیاں ماوریاں وہ اگر انہوں نے تعاون کرن نا تو یہ جڑے سلاخاں نے پیچھا چلے جانے نا ڈرگز کی وجہ سوں وہ اگر انہوں پر کٹ پریشر بان انہوں نے کوآپریٹ کرن اگر 20,000 pounds آمدنی خرچہ نہیں ہونا پیا بھائی تو بجٹ بنا بھائی اصل نے کیا نہیں پورا ہونا پیا اسی چو اصل کوشش کرساں 2,000 اس مہینے بچاساں ایک ہر مہینے اس کی چیک کرن تکھن کتنا خرچہ ہونا پیا کتنا کٹ ہونا پیا ہوں ایک اسلامی پہ نہیں اگر وہ 50 مطلب کہ پاؤنڈاں سوٹ ہے پر بھی راضی ہے اگر تو میں سمجھنا نعمت ہی اللہ تعالیٰ نہیں ہے جی تو ایک جڑی ہے اوزار عارف تیش نے پہ تو وہ اس کی جانی بوجھ ہی نہ تکا دینی پی جنم والے پاس ہے اپنے بچہ نے بے کی جی تو یہ اساں سہمان اتنے گٹھے ہونے ہیں کہ اساں ایک دو نے اصلاح کری ہے تو کوشش یہ کرو کہ اساں بھی جنت ہی جائیے تو اساں گھر والے بھی جنت ہی جان جی انہوں نے بھی تو دل کرنا نا نہ کہ آئیے جی یہ چیز کو نہیں وہ بھی پہنا تھی کار بیٹھیاں رہنیا تو وہ بھی روز ہی میں دیکھا نا کہ وہ آنے کے پھرنی رہنیا وہ بھی خرچنے جانے نہیں خرچے بھی کڈو تسا وہ سارے خرچے کڈو وہ بےچارے اس نے پر جانا نا کوئی ہاتھ بجلی کی تکو اور چیزاں تکو ویسے ہی جلنی پیا کھانا ضائع ہونا پیا سارے اینڈ آف دی ڈے اس نے پر پریشر ہے بےچارے پر ٹھیک ہے نا اس طرح اس کے بعد ہی ہے جیسا بھی انہوں نے ہاتھ بڑے کھلے روز ہی ریسٹورینٹ سے پر پہنچے ہوئے روز ہی مطلب کہ یہ تو روز ہی معاملے نا دو کی جڑا ملی جلی نا تو جس نے دسیا نا تو انہیں بھی گل کی آخرت نہ تیاری کرنی تاکہ اصل کی تک اصل بچے بھی سیکھ سن کہ کس طرح کرانج گزارے کرنا کس طرح یعنی جڑا نا ایک دو نال تعاون کرنا چاہیے نا کس طرح زندگی گزارنی
ماشاءاللہ فیز بائی مدنی پھوز آن شارٹ کٹس فرام دی سپورٹ فرام ہوم فرام دی فیملی میسج فار دی اسلامک سسٹرز اس ویل If you want to easily attain Jannah, then be easy with the matters at home, especially with over shopping and over clothing. That was the message from Hafiz Bhai regarding the shortcut to Jannah and keeping people away from the wrong actions as well. Well, we've come to the end of our silsila. Our topic today was shortcuts. So don't forget to watch Path to Success, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to